I'll tell you what, tomorrow over in Adelaide, 2 o'clock, they'll stack out the Adelaide Oval, Wispy. It'll be a full house for the AFLW Grand Final. The Crows are going for their third premiership, if they don't mind, against Craig Starcevich's Brisbane Lions. And Anne Hatchard has been good enough to join us. She's here for Mercedes-Benz Berwick. They need your trade-in and guarantee to make it worth your while. She, Anne, is going for her third premiership as well. Good morning to you, Anne. How are you feeling?
Hello, yes, I'm feeling pretty pumped. I'm starting to feel the nerves a bit for the game tomorrow, but no, I'm feeling pretty good overall.
Well, you're an old hand now. You've been there before. You've been to the big show a few times now. You must be getting used to it.
Yeah, having played two, I'm going into a third. You know, it's becoming almost normal. So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped to play tomorrow.
Hey, Anne, congratulations on making it and good luck at the weekend. You'll be going into this game without your skipper, without Chelsea. Has she addressed the troops yet?
Yeah, so it's pretty disappointing that we'll be going to a game without her. You know, it's quite a big loss for us. But no, she's addressed us and she's up and about and getting around us. So I'm sure she'll be doing everything she can for us tomorrow.
What did she say to the group, Anne?
So, pretty much she said, obviously, it's really disappointing for her. But, you know, the health and safety of players with concussion is more important in the long run. So, obviously it's unfortunate that she can't play, but she's looking at the bigger picture for us.
Yeah, she is, and she spoke quite magnificently during the week, but she's a big loss. She's a big loss to the team. How do you cover
her? She's massive for us. Yeah, so she is massive for us, so we've just got to get our players to, you know, step up and try and fill that hole a bit. So, it is a big loss for us, but hopefully we can all step up and try and play our role and just do what we can.
I was reading about you yesterday, Anne, and your breakout year, 2019, but you attributed that to being fitter and having a better diet. When and why did that penny drop for you?
Yeah, look, in the first two seasons, I wasn't that great. I wasn't performing. I was quite unfit. I was eating crap and I was scared I wasn't going to get another contract, and I thought, you know, I'm just letting myself down, letting my teammates down. So in that off-season, went out, started running a lot more, got my diet on track and came back into that next pre-season 5 kilos lighter, and everyone's like, oh, shit, who is this? So, it was pretty exciting to be able to do that, and then I've just been building ever since then. So, probably in the fittest state of my life at the moment.
The remarkable thing about that, Anne, is it's twofold. A, you are fitter, but B, it gives you great confidence, doesn't it? Because you are fitter and you're able to do more than what you did previously, and then you start to feel more confident in your own ability, and away you go.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I can run so much further in a game now. I can get to so many more contests. It makes it so much easier to be able to just play a game of footy now.
What's the greatest challenge that the Lions present for you tomorrow, Anne? They'd be desperate to try and open their premiership account.
Oh, for sure. They have some real dangerous forwards. So, you know, they've got the Tolls and the Smalls. So I think if their forward line's on, they'll be pretty dangerous tomorrow.
What's been the build-up like in Adelaide?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. All our fans are getting around us. We had open training on Wednesday, which was good fun. So hopefully we can pack out Adelaide Oval and, you know, get all our fans out there and have a good one.
What are the predictions on how many people will be at the grand final?
Oh, look, at the moment, not exactly sure, but, you know, hoping from anywhere over 30,000 would just be awesome to have at the game tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be an unbelievable crowd. And what are you going to do in the lead-up? What's the plan today? You're just playing it low-key? You got a training run or a last-minute session anywhere?
Yeah, so we've got a training session tonight, just a nice light captain's run, a few meetings, and then, head into tomorrow.
And I know you've made great sacrifices, Anne, as have all of the AFLW girls, to get to the position where they are. If you happen to be successful, you've cut back on the junk food, you've got this disciplined lifestyle, what's the first thing you're going to roll out with your premiership medallion around your neck and go and eat that you wouldn't normally through the year?
Oh, geez, if I hadn't gone vegetarian, it would definitely be a zinger box against KFC. But I reckon definitely a big donut, big chocolate donut will be gone straight in me.
What about a pie float? Are they still selling those over in Adelaide?
Vegetarian wisp.
They have a vegetarian pie floater, then I could go for that.
Vegetarian? Tim wants you to have a pie.
You can get a pie without meat in it these days, can't you, Anne? You can get the vegetarian pie floater.
Yeah, that's funny. I actually work in a bakery, and we do have some vegetarian pie options. So
there you go.
It is possible, yep.
Hey, and we can't wait. The excitement's building. We feel a bit left out here in Melbourne. Of course, one of our teams is not involved, but we're thrilled for you. We're thrilled for the Brisbane Lion girls as well, and it's going to be huge tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, good luck, Anne.
Anne Hatchard joining us there for the build-up, the AFLW Grand Final in Adelaide. 30,000 would be great. They stacked it out last time they had the home final there.
Yeah, they did. They packed them to the rafters, Gary. And I think they'll get a massive crowd again there yesterday. So that should be a very, very hotly contested contest between those two teams. There's not a lot between Adelaide and the Lions, although maybe just the home crowd will bring the Crows home tomorrow.
Anne was here for Mercedes-Benz Berwick, 0 GST on new vehicles. Order by April 30. T's and C's apply. Licence 578.